listening to the Monster Mashup.
Welcome back to the number one Limp Bizkit podcast in the United States. I'm your boy, Candy Andy.
And I'm Crystal.
I'm Christopher Catastrophe.
And I'm Camelon Xavier.
Wow. We've been gone. You know why? Anthony had COVID.
SARS-CoV-19.
And then gave it to me.
SARS-CoV-19. Yeah, COVID. I don't even know how I got COVID. I wasn't around anybody that was sick. And it doesn't make any sense. I wasn't really out shopping. It just was like, boom, COVID.
You probably got it on a Christmas card.
I didn't get any Christmas cards.
Huh. That you know of.
But I was at Thanksgiving, right? We had Thanksgiving, but I got COVID the next day, which doesn't happen that fast. And nobody else at Thanksgiving with had COVID. They still don't. No one got
what?
It. Yeah.
Maybe it was just like dormant. Like you could like have it and have like zero symptoms.
Yeah. I think I got it from, it had to have been somebody at work or something.
Could you taste and smell?
I lost it for about a day.
Oh, that was the weirdest thing for me.
Yeah.
When I had it.
I just got chills and shit real bad. And everybody says this time was a lot lighter. It was about the same for me.
It wasn't for me.
But the first time you didn't get that sick either.
No. I slept for 3 days the first time. This time I was like, it felt just like a cold.
So I didn't officially get it until after I'd already been vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I had like a day, not even a full day. I felt like shit for like 6 hours. And it not even that bad, just like a flu, like a mild flu.
Mm-hmm.
And then just had to quarantine the rest of the time, which sucked.
Yeah, because I was like, I just want to do things, and I can't. That's mm-hmm. what I don't like about COVID.
I watched a lot of Dragon Ball Z. Yeah.
I did watch a lot of shows.
In a row, and it's not a good idea. You can't marathon Dragon Ball Z. It doesn't work.
Why?
You're like, God damn, Goku, you're always fucking gone. Get here. Come on, I'm waiting for your ass.
Goku's a terrible father.
Yeah. Well, it's like you wait for him, and then like the next saga comes, and you're like, okay, oh, now he's got some kind of illness. We got to wait for him a fucking again.
Oh, where did he get COVID?
Yeah, he got COVID, yeah. I was there with him.
Yeah.
First time I had it, I didn't have any symptoms except for the not being able to smell and taste thing, which mm-mm. lasted like a whole week. And also, I was working from home, so I couldn't even like miss work.
I did. When I got it, I missed work.
See, that's lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it paid for it, I don't think. But I was out of sick days. It is what it is. I did go through like a fever, like dream soul searching thing. I was like, fuck social media. And I deleted everything. And I feel great.
Good.
I feel less attached to things.
You still taking your multivitamins?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I forgot mine this morning. I've been getting those little gummies.
You got to get you one of those like, one of those pill things that old people use where it's yeah. like, I got to take 16 no, pills on
Anthony,
Monday.
I tried to use that for my ADHD because there are some days it's like, did I take my medicine today or did I not take it today?
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is I lose the whole fucking pill container.
I got mine. That it's where funny.
How do you lose that thing?
I don't know.
That's crazy. Right,
this is my vape, everybody. Everybody at home can see it. It's a sizable object, right? I lose this sitting down at least 10 times a day.
I'm a genuine loser. I lose everything. Never find keys. I always forget my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't hold on to anything.
I forget my phone at home when I'll drive and I'm like, I want to listen to Kesha. And then like, oh, my phone is not on my body.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's like that one time when Camelon was like, I don't have social, like, I don't have any tie to a phone or internet or whatever. Says somebody stole his phone.
Mm-hmm.
And what was it? Like 2 weeks later, he finds it in a pile of clothes.
It was a week. But it was a very weird week not having a phone.
I bet. You probably felt like you were being shunned by society with how reliant we are on technology and for communication and things like that at this point.
You probably felt kind of good though, didn't you?
I don't know. I felt the same. It was, I don't know. It was really weird because people would be like, did you get my message? And I'm like, fuck. I have no concept of messages at this point.
Where were they sending the messages? Messenger?
Yeah, messenger.
Delete it, man. You don't.
Did it feel like everyone else was psychic but you?
No. That's a really good concept.
I sometimes worry about that. That's like a thing I think about. It's like, what if everybody else has telepathy but me and I'm the idiot? And they don't want me to feel bad. They kind of collectively decided that they're just going to pretend not to be telepathic for my sake, which is a really narcissistic thing to think about. the entire world would be doing this for me. But at the same time, telepathy would probably be effortless. So they could probably go about their business doing it that way.
So are you afraid that they are, listening to what you're thinking?
Oh, yeah. Everyone else can hear my thoughts, but I can't hear anyone else's thoughts. And
that would be so weird.
Yeah.
What was that?
Crystal tried to give me a Starburst earlier, and I was like, I don't want it right now. I just brushed my teeth, and she's like, got upset because I didn't want it. And then, she kept putting it places. Now I'm finally eating it live.
Oh, cool.
Live. This is a moment you can't miss.
Have you ever fed? Has anyone here ever fed anyone anything while they were sleeping?
Sounds like attempted murder to me.
Yeah, sounds dangerous. No.
It's hilarious. So when I was a kid, we used to play pranks on a friend of ours. And I don't know if we ever told him about this or not, but I was eating Skittles. And one day he was asleep and his mouth was open. So I just put a Skittle in his mouth and he just quickly chewed it up and ate it. I fed him the whole rest of the pack because I've never seen a human being chew so fast.
Was it like a rabbit or something?
Like a little squirrel. Yeah.
I lied.
Of course you did.
I had a friend that we were playing pranks on and I put fish food in his mouth.
Ew. That is disgusting.
Yeah, I agree. We were mean.
We did put hot sauce in his mouth one time.
He had hell yeah.
He had no reaction to it at all. He just licked his lips and just kept on dreaming.
You got to keep dreaming, man.
Fucking hot sauce. I'm eating some Skittles. I think last time I ate Skittles on the podcast, I almost choked to death.
That's disgusting. Fish food?
Yeah.
Ugh, it just smells nasty.
It does smell nasty.
It smells like fish medicine.
But it just disappears.
Probably really good for you, honestly. Dissolves.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of the way it smells and I'm getting.
Smells like fish medicine. It smells like medicine meant for a fish. It
smells like fish.
No.
What if there's they have fucking science diet dog food and really crazy cat food. I wonder if they have fancier fish flakes.
They do. Absolutely, they do.
Really?
Yeah, they're
There's an array of different.
Yeah.
Is there?
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking it up right now.
Is it made by Blue Buffalo?
It'll be made out of actual fish and bloodworms and stuff like that. And they're little frozen cubes and you put them in the water.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm talking about just straight up fish flakes, though.
I mean, I'm sure there are fancier flakes.
They're made out of just better fish.
Fancy flake.
These fish that came from the fish flakes that the fish came from, they're raised on a farm and they were fed only
purebred fish.
Only hand dug worms. It's all right, man, cool.
Anthony, you're making so much noise with that bag.
Stop.
You just think I am because you're fucking on mushrooms right now.
So?
Is this real?
I'm not taking psilocybin mushrooms. I'm on legal mushrooms.
Yeah, gotcha.
It's like chaga and lion's mane. I have a lot of it.
So fish food is made of fish meal, squid meal, shrimp meal, earthworms, spirulina. Don't know.
Oh, yeah, spirulina.
Spirulina.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but it's a health food thing, so it must be really good for you.
Yep, and then just vitamins and minerals.
So there's no fish?
So it's basically fish medicine.
Damn. It stank real bad.
Ew.
It's funny,
it's probably the squid butts.
We got 8 people in the chat right now, and I'm pretty sure most of these people are from our social media. They're like, I just want to see if one of these guys is horribly mangled. Maybe one of them got to a fucking car wreck or something.
Jesus.
I did say that we would let people ask questions of a ghost.
Okay, yeah, we'll do that once we get to the episode.
Questions of a ghost?
Chris's got something special.
They get to ask the ghost questions is what he's
trying
to say. Look at this live. Woo!
You're in a weird show and tell mood right now.
Yeah.
Look at my vape. Look at my sticks.
Because he's on fucking drugs.
Look at my friend.
Look at my hands. He's going to trailer park soon.
You guys ever just look at your hands?
No. Yeah.
It's a drug joke.
No. Yeah, I did. So the other night, the recommended dosage for these is they're supposed to give you a buzz, but it's a legal buzz. All it really is it is the nootropic mushrooms, but they are a much higher dose. But because I'm on antipsychotics, they don't work on me as well. So I have to take a lot of them. To get the same effect.
Where'd you get these?
I got them at one of the Like local the vape shops.
Mm,
cool. Shout out Hypnotics here in Muncie. They supply my Delta 8, so they can get a shout out.
They should see if they'll sponsor us.
I know. That'd be fucking cool, man. Just give me like a 25 or 20% off discount. That's all I want.
Yeah.
Like, that's worth it for me. All of us.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'd do it.
But
okay.
The other night, I took 7 of them. And I did get some visual effects then. And I had a really pleasant time.
Cool.
He was on fucking Saturn, baby.
I wasn't on Saturn. I was still very aware that I was in the room. But, I will say when I was watching Fantasia and little violin bows were going, when they hit the edge of the screen, they kept going for a second.
It's amazing.
Yeah, little tracers and stuff like that. And things with patterns in them kind of bled and moved around together in interesting ways. It was very pleasant. I wouldn't say that taking 7 of them even made me more high than just taking a couple of them, though. It just enhanced the visual effects.
Gotcha. Okay.
Have you ever taken real mushrooms?
No, but it's something that I would be interested in doing.
Yeah, they're shit. They're awesome.
I know a guy.
Yeah?
I don't take them, but I know somebody you can get them from, which I'm not going to say on the podcast or live.
Say his name, social security number, and address.
I think it's like Fred Durst. Social security number is just all ones. Address is also just all ones.
He's the first person alive, yeah. Fred Durst.
It's like I forgot to tell you guys, I'm actually really good friends with Limp Bizkit's Fred Durst. So,
do you think that they had planned out like to use those numbers? Do you think they put 0000001?
Oh yeah, I imagine.
You think so?
Be a lot quicker if they added some twos in there.
1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2.
Or do you guys think the first one person they're like 1 and then 2 and then 3?
Oh yeah, and then they have to just keep making it longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably. What's your social security number?
Are we talking about Bitcoin?
11.
Here?
What?
Never mind.
Are we talking about
I feel
Bitcoin?
Like you would be into Bitcoin.
I actually have Dogecoin and Shibu Inu coin, and they're actually both on the rise right now. So just saying. You're going to be making those noises when we're a millionaires here in about 20 years.
In 20 years.
Doesn't matter. I'm not going to get into fucking Bitcoin right now, but what I am going to get into is our sponsor.
I can't believe spooky season's over.
Yeah, every damn November 1st, I just get super, super bummed out.
If only there was somewhere that had something fun, spooky, and safe. Something real.
What if I told you guys that there were places right here in our area that are haunted and available to visit?
Well, I'd have to see that for myself.
Well, we're putting in the legwork for everyone and checking out all these locations and doing an episode for each one. The folks you want to talk to are Saving the Old Properties or STOP. They have the Stone Mansion, the Randolph County Asylum, Jim Jones Boyhood Church, and so much more. All available to spend the night in. Don't believe in the paranormal or don't know what to do when you get there? They can provide equipment and even instructions on how to use it. Learn the history of these spooky old buildings and help support a good cause of preserving local history.
Contact them at 765-808-8730. That's 765-808-8730.
So let's get into the what we got going on today.
Today's we're just kind of shooting the shit, talking about what we want to talk about.
Some spooky roulette. Yeah, we've been gone for a while, so you know we all got diabetes from eating Halloween candy too. Even though that was about a month ago, but it's affected our brain. So we're gonna do spooky roulette today, and then we'll get back on the regular topic train.
Actually wanted to talk a little bit about something that's been in the news.
Yeah.
Catastrophic, that's not the word, catastrophic disclosure. That is when either a foreign government will release information about UFOs and UAPs.
Okay.
Before the United States government has a chance to do so. Now, a man by the name of Gary Nolan.
Sounds made up.
He works at the Seoul Foundation. They actually had like a conference thing. And a
whole I know
bunch
him.
Of the big UFO people came in there and they were all there. I guess Tom DeLonge was there.
Really?
Tom DeLonge Schlong.
Never heard of her.
Nice.
Okay.
But
so,
they kind of put out a timeline that they said that we need to adopt to. That was happening in 2020. They said that we needed to have the government proving that UAPs are actual extraterrestrial things.
Uh-huh.
2025, have them approved in academia. And then 2030, we need to have the public on board. And they said that if we do not have the public on board, then it would be a catastrophic event. It would kind of upend civilization.
Okay.
So something big is coming. This Gary Nolan character, he's worked for a lot of these companies that are said to have gotten access to downed alien craft and alien biologics. He's worked at all of them. He's a physicist. He's worked in the military sector. You name it. Like, when you think of a guy working somewhere where they would have knowledge of UFOs, this guy's done it.
Does he also eat Kraft macaroni and cheese?
He just eats the powder.
Okay, so let me... Okay,
he knows that human beings don't actually need water to survive.
Okay, so let me ask you, what was the year that we were supposed to adopt?
2030.
The year of our Lord.
Okay, so 2030... GTA's going to be out
for 5 years at that point.
2030... Stop. Okay, so 2030... and then what is this thing we're supposed to adopt?
The knowledge. We need to have that integrated into our society that there are aliens.
Alien integration.
Yeah.
By the year of 2030.
Yeah.
If not.
Catastrophe to our civilization.
Because the aliens are coming?
We don't know. We don't know why there's that date, but that date keeps on coming up with people in the know. Keep on saying that the year 2030, we need to have our shit together by.
Who keeps saying this, though?
Lots of different people who are like big wigs in the UFO community.
Okay, so if I search the year 2030, this would be like the number one thing that should come up.
I don't know.
What?
I want to figure this out because I want to know what it is we're supposed to be adopting.
I'm just saying, like...
Knowledge, I get it, but like it's just... weird to me. Give me more information. Not you, them.
Yeah.
Well,
who's they?
I think if they were to tell us what it is, then they'd be getting ahead of their own schedule. Find a weird hair on your...
Yes.
So are they some kind of time travelers or something?
That's what Tom DeLonge thinks.
DeLonge. Isn't he in like
Blink-182?
The band Skillet?
Oh man, Skillet rules.
No, he's in Blink-182.
No, that's not it. It's something else. Creed or something.
Oh, fuck. I love Creed.
Cream?
Yeah, the band Cream.
I forgot about those guys.
So what do you suspect it is?
I think they're coming. I think that we have seen them out in distance, in the distance in space. We could see that there's like a welcome fleet coming towards us. And they're not revealing it to the public. And they know that's about when they'll be here. And at that point, they're probably going to fill the skies and there'll be no denying it.
Do you think that they're going to be like, when they come, they're going to be like super nice, but they're going to be like adopt some of our, some of the practices, especially with like our workplaces. So they're going to be like, oh yeah, we're coming down. We know you guys really like pizza parties.
Yeah,
dude. And here's a free t-shirt.
Or success. That, or what if we're in their way? What if our solar system is in the way of some type of like, trans warp path.
Oh, like, yeah, like the...
Like in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Like, what if it's something like that to where we're in the way and we're going to have to be evacuated to an alien planet?
Okay, Chris, you need to pull this up. AtlanticCouncil.org. Pull it up on your computer because there are three... I have it right
here.
Don't
click on any links because it looks a little sketchy.
But there are three alternative worlds in 2030, and you can click on three scenarios and tell us what those three scenarios are. So
the AtlanticCouncil.org?
Yes.
Don't click on anything, I'm telling you.
It's just AtlanticCouncil.org.
Oh, I put the in there.
Especially you, Chris. You're on a computer. She's on a laptop, an iPad, so she's got a little bit of...
I'm using Linux. I'm way better.
Okay, gotcha. Then click away.
What am I clicking on?
Scroll down. And then it'll be like three alternative worlds in 2030. Do you see it?
No. Mm-mm. I'm seeing... No, why don't you tell us about it, Crystal? Because it's not giving me the same thing.
Wait, is this not the thing that you're on?
No.
Okay. Let me just send it to you this way.
What? Okay.
What?
Why don't you just
talk
about
it? Why don't you just do it? You're already there.
Well, because it's your thing. It's not my thing.
It's not my thing. It's the world's thing. We're
okay, so in scenario one, Cold War II with a twist.
Ooh, do about the twist.
There goes your personal information.
Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
I'm joking.
He's joking. He's joking.
Okay. And then the other thing, the scenario two would be a world transformed by climate shocks. And then scenario three, a democratic resistance or renaissance. Sorry.
Mm. Mm.
I don't know what any of that means.
There's a picture of a lynx there for some reason as well.
It's a snow leopard.
Same thing.
Click on the snow leopard. He's fast. He's
but
fast,
when I clicked on it, it was like, it didn't give me anything.
Okay.
Except for a virus.
Stop. God.
Go.
Anyway.
So when I clicked on that, I was like, live expertise from COP28 as the world tries to join together in the fight against climate change.
Oh. Yeah, maybe that's what it was. It was like a thing for climate change.
I think there's more to your URL than it is displaying to you.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
Well, I was just trying to give you more information.
Sometimes when I'm getting serious, I like to back up like this. And you know what? Only the people who are with us live know what I mean when I'm doing this. They can probably hear it. They're probably like, why does Chris, why does it sound like a robot jerking off right before Chris wants to like lay some knowledge on us?
Stop.
So shouldn't the singularity be kind of soon? Isn't the singularity like 2030?
2045.
Yes.
What the hell's that?
So the singularity is the point where we get AI to the level to where it becomes better at programming itself than we are.
Oh, yeah, I could see that. We're already like, I feel like we're already very close to that right now.
And
yeah.
At that point, it grows exponentially in intelligence.
And you can fuck it.
Okay.
I mean, you can already kind of fuck it.
So let's go back to this 2030 situation. What do you guys think about this? Is this scary to you?
Yes, it's fucking terrifying.
Nope, don't care.
I'm excited because you know what? I am so fucking sick of just the way things have been going. Like the shit in Israel. Like I know as a podcast, we probably don't want to take a specific stance on what's going on over there.
No.
It's but very cut polarizing. It out, guys.
Yeah, quit fucking killing each other. Can we just all stop fucking killing each other? Same thing with fucking like Russia and Ukraine. Who gives a fuck about some fucking land? Mm-hmm. Like in let's like fight the real issue. The real issue is poverty. The only reason land matters is because land gives you the ability to provide for yourself and those that you care about. That's the only reason land has any value. But there's enough fucking land to go around, and the real issue is poverty.
Sorry.
Let's fight to end poverty, and then we can eliminate crime because most crimes are driven out of poverty. Yeah, there are crimes of passion, but those are few and far between. Most of the time, crimes are committed by people trying to survive or trying to escape the fucking dreaded fucking hellscape existence that we have made because people are in fucking poverty. There's no reason that people should be making $1 million a year to play sports when there are people that starve to death every day.
My name's Chris, and I approve this message.
Go off, King.
It's crazy. It really, really is. There's a lot of like really crazy things.
Anyways, how about those Colts?
The Colts? It's bullshit. It's bullshit.
Yeah, it is bullshit.
There are homeless people in this state.
Yeah.
We see them.
Yeah, but I mean, what? I don't know. We'll get into it later. But okay, so.
We're on a podcast where we talk about things. It's literally the point of a podcast. Let's talk about it.
We're not a political podcast.
And polycharged.
We can talk about stuff, but this conversation is going to take up the whole episode.
Yeah.
Okay, finish that and then go up to the mic. Oh, God.
Okay, so going to like 2030. So we're excited about like the potential for aliens.
I'm excited for the potential for change. I mean, I'm hoping it's going to be positive. Maybe it'll be negative. I don't know. But like, I'm hoping for a positive change and at least an end to poverty.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm pretty sure if it's like an alien invasion, they're going to find out about spandex and get like really excited and just start dressing like college girls.
Spandex and tinfoil. That's all they care about.
Tinfoil.
That's what they're here for, probably, is tinfoil.
I bet they're here for our entertainment.
Eleven probably. Foil.
So
I don't want to be a slave, though. That would be awful.
We'd make terrible slaves.
But who's to say that that's what's going to happen?
I know, that's not, I'm just saying.
Like.
It's like the basis of all alien movies.
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
I think it's more likely that they'd eat us than us be slaves.
Oh, yeah.
No, man. If they can travel that fast, they're not going to just be, unless they just want to taste us, but they're not going to be like, oh, we've traveled the galaxy to eat human bones. They're going to be like, eh, yeah, we can make mashed potatoes out of thin air. We're good, bro.
But what if traveling the galaxy is nothing to them?
But what if they know? Yeah, it seems like what if they know something that we don't know? And then they're saying, like, we've got to be there by 2030 to, like, solve this problem because these people are fucking it up.
There was actually something, I keep on seeing it pop up on like on Reddit, where there's an interview going for a different podcast, and what they're saying is they had these aliens in this this hospital, and they're trying to like close a wound on one of them, mm-hmm. and one of the aliens kind of came to and telepathically spoke with the doctors, and it said, like, I feel so sorry for you. You don't even realize how important you are, and you don't realize what you are.
To the doctor?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like, talking about, like, humanity. We don't realize what we are.
So maybe that's what they're coming down here to, like, make us know.
Yeah, well, I think that the people in the know about it, and they need to get that knowledge disseminated by 2030 before someone else does.
But who knows about it? That's my thing, like...
Top government officials. Things above top secret.
Top secret.
Tippity top.
It's like pop secret, like the popcorn.
Okay. Interesting.
Pop secret. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I was just like trying to wrap my head around it.
Okay, so who wants to go next? You want me to go next?
Yeah.
Mine's a cop out. I did some urban legends. Which, you know, they're not from our state, so I got three little bite-sized ones for us, all right? So this one is about the Charmander? Yes, Charmander. That's it. So the Charmander's origin story told in the journal Western Folklore is gruesome. A father and son were both caught in a house fire and horribly burnt in 1948, the year of our Lord. Praise Christ. After the fire, the son became so mentally unstable that he killed his father, which, I don't know. When the police found the son, he was so unrecognizably burnt that they didn't realize he was alive, so he ran away before they were able to arrest him for the murder of his father. The story goes that ever since then, the Charman can be spotted wandering the woods surrounding Ojai, occasionally approaching tents of innocent campers or pretending to be a hitchhiker and then attempting to attack them.
How do you pretend to be a hitchhiker?
I don't know, but how do you pretend to be a hitchhiker too, especially if you're horribly fucking...
Well, I feel like if you you put your thumb out there, you're a hitchhiker. You succeeded in actually being a hitchhiker.
Yeah, I guess anybody could really be a hitchhiker, right? Like if you're like a zombie or
anything with thumbs, you could have a raccoon. Raccoons got thumbs; they could hitchhike. I'd pick one up. If a raccoon's standing up there and he's got his thumb out, he's guaranteed getting in the car.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Jordan, but you're getting in the back seat. You can ride shotgun because I've got questions.
Yeah.
Okay.
What'd I miss?
I'm just doing some bite size. Urban legends from other states.
Do it again.
No, I got two more though.
All right.
This is the story of Slaughterhouse Canyon, also called the less frightening Luna's Canyon.
Yeah,
but we're not here for that though. We want the Slaughterhouse Canyon.
Slaughterhouse Canyon sounds like a fucking badass like southern metal album.
Ooh, that's sick.
I listened to Slaughterhouse Canyon
or like a bluegrass band.
I'm in a bluegrass band.
We're from the Slaughterhouse Canyon, and we're gonna kill our sisters. And
when you first
we're
said
gonna
it,
fuck them.
No, I thought you said
Slaughterhouse.
It was great up until that point.
Well, if there's a bluegrass band, they're definitely like horror bluegrass.
Yeah, and they're saying this like, "I'm in a bluegrass band."
I don't. But why would they say that?
I'm in a bluegrass band.
I'm just oppositional towards you today, I think.
I think so, too. They're like, I don't understand.
Maybe they weren't a bluegrass band, though, if they're like some kind of like weird, like Rush or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
But with like more keyboards.
More
yeah. synth.
It's yeah. cream.
Yeah, but then they're not in a bluegrass band, though, so they're just confusing. Anyways, this story takes place during the Gold Rush. Yeah. Okay. During the 1800s, there was a family who lived in the canyon. They were very poor, so the father would venture out for food for his family. Kind of like a scavenger and like a zombie movie or zombie game. Project Zomboid play.
People still forage heavy, dude. There's a whole subreddit for it. It's neat. I was like, I wish I could go find some random food in the woods.
Fucking hippies.
People do that. It's crazy.
Hippies. I just don't know. I don't know what to eat.
Fucking hippies.
As you might have guessed, one day the father did not return. So his family slowly starved and then descended into madness. Shit. I'm sure that, you know, it's actually happened, but like that took a dive real quick. The mother, unable to bear listening to her children's cries anymore, put on her wedding dress, murdered her children, and then threw them into a nearby river.
In her wedding dress?
I didn't read any of this beforehand.
She wanted to make sure everyone knew that she had a husband and he just wasn't doing his deal.
Fuck you, Jerry.
Yeah, but like a wedding dress, though, really? Maybe like, it could be a dress.
I don't know. But anyways.
Maybe it was the nicest dress she had.
So the next day, they said she starved to death. So... That was it.
One day after that.
She should have ate the babies. Sorry.
True.
But if you're starving to death and you already killed your kids.
You live by a river. Just go fishing.
Big facts. So the legend states that if you go down to Slaughterhouse Canyon at night, even now, you will hear the loud, anguished cries of the mother who lost her mind.
Sick.
But she's got like a weird, unique, deep voice. She's like, oh, no. I killed my kid. Oh, no.
That would be fucking terrifying. That's
fucked up, Anthony. That is fucked up.
What is? My voice?
Yeah.
It's good. What? I can go high and I can go real bassy, baby.
That is so fucked up. Could you imagine if that woman's down there like crying for her kids in that voice? That is fucked
she
up.
She sounds like the fucking Kool-Aid man.
Captain Silas in the chat is right. Any dress can be a wedding dress. And actually, the whole idea of wedding dresses is actually a new concept. It used to be that they would just wear anything, and weddings weren't a big to-do. It wasn't until like the diamond business really got going that weddings became a big, ornate thing.
I have a friend in the diamond business.
Yeah?
Shane Company.
No, she actually was saving up all the food, and she just made a dress out of it and wore that. She's like, fuck these kids. It was like a
meat sandwich.
Meat dress. These kids. All right. This next one takes place in Hawaii.
Where did the first one take place?
I don't know. Fuck, I screenshotted it somewhere. So this one is called the Night Marchers. Night Marchers, according to Honolulu Magazine, are not evil spirits, but they do demand respect. They are spirits of ancient Hawaiian warriors, who marched around the islands to protect sacred areas. Legend says that if you look directly at a night marcher, you will be marked for death. And if by some chance you find yourself in the middle of a procession, you are supposed to lie down in the middle of the road.
So they're not malicious, but they put death marks on you.
They're like, you better lie down, idiot.
What?
Got Captain Silence in the chat dropping some wedding knowledge. He says white wasn't the wedding dress color either. It was originally green.
Just like all the salad she saved and didn't give to her family.
She made a lettuce dress.
It's gaga.
Mom, can we have a bite? No. You're going to the canyon.
Damn.
But it's all meat on the inside because you were made of meat.
Yeah.
True. So she was a walking salad.
What a crazy story.
Yeah.
That's a crazy story.
The last one sucked. I'm not going to lie. I should have proofread that one. I was just like, Hawaii, there's got to be some interesting stuff.
I liked the second one.
We've got a bunch of family in Hawaii because we've got some relatives who, one, I think they went to Hawaii and then decided just to stay there.
Yeah, I was like, they never came back.
That's what people do in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And then they just married in with the locals. So we've got like a bunch of like mostly Hawaiian at this point because it's like a great aunt, I think. Mm-hmm. I think a couple of them.
I guess in like Honolulu or whatever, the big tourist spots, there's just like that one side that like looks nice. And then everything is like pure shit on the other side of this fence where white people stay here and then the natives live over here. It's really poverty stricken and smells like shit, I guess.
You'll have that.
They don't let a lot of people just like live in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Hawaii has a budget to send you back to where you came from.
Oh,
like,
hell
if
yeah.
you can't get back to the mainland, then they like give you a bus ticket or yeah. whatever.
Yeah, I'm taking a bus out of Hawaii.
They're building a highway.
It's funny.
But they want to like protect their land and you know, their heritage.
There's too many people in Hawaii, and they're actually telling people to like quit coming there, even on vacation. They're saying like, don't come here. There's infrastructure's not built for as many people as we have here.
And you can get out.
Yeah, someone needs to build them a new mountain or something that they can live on over there.
You just got
to
drill down for lava.
True. Just we'll go underneath Hawaii. That was from theinsider.com. My stories were, by the way, just citing my sources so I don't get sued. Anyways, who's next?
Okay, I'll go because I just want to talk about this recent found knowledge.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Yeah. Okay, I want to talk about people who go missing in Australia. Did you know that a person goes missing in Australia every 15 minutes?
There's not that many people in Australia.
Not anymore.
Are you sure it's not kangaroos?
I mean, think about it, Anthony. Think about how many people there were. Add a person every 15 minutes, and you got a real problem on your hands.
No, really, that is fucked up.
It's even.
I mean, they have a lot of menacing stuff down there, though.
Yeah, like what?
Like
camel spiders?
Their wildlife is a lot crazier.
I want to go to Australia, but now I'm afraid.
But no, yeah, I don't think that's solely the...
You just got to go for 14 minutes and then leave.
Crocodiles aren't solely responsible for murdering people down there.
Crocodiles aren't?
Probably not. But also, like, Australia's got... They have bigger stretches of, like, nothingness than what we do. So it's like Indiana's, like, got two towns and then there's a fucking forest around us.
Yeah.
You would go lost, too, probably.
There are people who, like, live... They have towns that only have, like, 10 people in them.
What?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Every 15 minutes, they lose one, so... A town will be gone by the end of this episode.
No, but, like... But
is there a weird factor? Or, like, how do you gauge that?
What do you mean?
Like, how do you measure how many...
People go
how
missing?
Many minutes?
I don't know. That's just what I heard.
Huh.
What they probably did is they probably took, like, how many people went missing in, like, a year, and then just divided down from the year until they got to, like, an even number.
Okay, so more than half of all missing persons reports in 2022 related to youth were aged between 13 and 17.
So teens just dipping.
Yeah.
Or there's a serial killer that really doesn't like 13 to 17-year-olds.
Yeah, that's crazy. Okay, so listen. So in 2022, Australia had just over 55,000 missing persons reports compared to 10,640 in New Zealand during the same year.
Whoa.
So that's huge.
So whatever it is, can't cross the water.
5,500 compared to 11,000.
It's a lot.
New Zealand's relatively smaller.
And they're relatively newer because they have new in the name still.
Where's this old Zealand?
Old Zealand.
You know it's around.
But I just thought that is crazy.
It is crazy.
Like, how many people go missing?
Have you, and aren't there, there's a lot of UFO sightings in Australia too.
Yeah.
They seem to really like the desert.
It would be, it makes more
sense. Well, you can stop and pee anywhere you want.
That's true.
It makes sense though, I mean, because it's like, if they're going to abduct somebody, they're probably going to try to do it someplace that's they're not going to be spotted.
So, when I was in Arizona working one time, I worked at a nuclear power plant. And one of my days off, I went to go see my brother's band play a show. And a homeless man came up to me and sold me some artwork. I wish I still had it. But he said that it used to be that there was a whole civilization in Arizona. And it was a city of angels or extraterrestrials. He said they were the same thing. And he told me all about it for like 20 minutes.
You gotta believe homeless guys all the time.
How do you smell?
I don't remember him smelling any particular way.
That's crazy.
I wish I still had the painting he did for me. Threw it in the trash immediately.
No, I kept it. I brought it home. I just lost it after because I have ADHD.
Yep. It's probably with your pillbox.
Probably. There's probably like everything I've ever lost is probably together in this one little void.
It's like a lot of, it's funny because, well, it's not funny. It's kind of sad. A lot of our childhood, like toys and like shit like that are in my mom's garage. Like the roof is completely gone on it. So it just gets rained on every other fucking day out there.
What?
Yeah.
It's returned to the earth.
It is. There's probably fucking hundreds of dead raccoons in there. Maybe a homeless person.
We did find like a bed in there one time.
Yeah, there's probably, but it's weird because our town is not like, we don't have homeless people here. We're like a little retirement community.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if it's, I wonder, I was going to do a deep joke, but no one's going to get it. I'll tell it to you later.
I'm confused. Wait, so someone put a bed in there?
Yeah, someone was like sleeping in my mom's garage.
Whoa, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, her garage is, it's like the size of a small house. But she just like, she had a bunch of shit in storage when she first moved into the place. And she just stuck it all out there. And it's been out there ever since. And I mean, like, it's fucking two stories worth of shit, like, piled on top of each other.
You have childhood toys in there?
Yeah. There's probably some stuff worth some money.
I was just going to say that.
If you want to go in there and, you know, not get diseases and stuff.
When I got home last night, Rebecca was in bed. My front door was wide open. It's like a door that we don't use because it's so fucking hard to get open. So you'd have to, like, kick this motherfucker open. My garage door was open, and that door was open. I was so... I had to, like, search the house.
Yeah.
Do you have scary. Do you have an attic?
Yeah.
Check up there.
I think I might, because I have this weird feeling that somebody lives in my house with me.
There's been... There's tons of stories out there about that.
Yeah.
Is that what you're going to share with us?
No.
Oh.
I got something. But... That's called something.
It's frogging.
Frogging.
I done got frogged.
I've not heard of this.
You haven't heard of this?
No.
There's a whole ass series on Lifetime.
That's what it was.
Network.
It happens a lot, dude. Not as much as people go missing in Australia, but it happens a lot.
Maybe that's where they are.
Well,
let's go to America.
Anyway, just to tie that up, because obviously we've gone on to frogging now, and we'll look something else up, but...
Frogging.
Get on missingpersons.gov.au and then you can see all of the people who have gone missing.
And there's pictures of them?
There's pictures of them. There's like a little snippet that tells you when they went missing. Camelon, these people are missing.
A lot of but a lot of them are, they look like older men. Well, never mind. There's the women.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
children.
They're just all.
Was that it?
No, there's pages.
There's 5,500 of them.
Anthony's like, is that all of them?
That's like 15 people.
Okay,
time
but
must
anyway,
be a lot slower in Australia.
Anyway, get on there and like look this stuff up. We'll probably do a few episodes on it, but super crazy. Okay, so frogging. On to frogging.
It's spelled PH.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Don't know why.
Okay, so what frogging is, we'll tell you what the meaning of frogging is when someone secretly lives in another person's home without their knowledge. The idea comes from the name of, or like the idea of leapfrog. So the intruder would be like frogging off of you, like they're mooching off of you essentially. Okay, so let's see. How to tell if someone is frogging in your home, this is from brinkshome.com.
Hear ribbits. So, that's the number. The first one.
All right. So squatters will occupy abandoned properties, but froggers might also target well-to-do vacation homes that are left empty while their owners are away, or even primary residences that are unoccupied while the residents are on vacation. So... super, super crazy, right? So how to tell if somebody's in your home if you hear strange noises. So what they're saying is that things have a tendency to go bump in the night. So creaky stairs, floorboards, you know, whatever. But you might hear something like a squirrel.
A squirrel.
Squirrel.
In your attic. You think it might be a squirrel in your attic, but it's really... a person.
Frog man.
It's Uncle Dave.
Okay, so then the other...
Frog man.
Somebody's Uncle Dave.
So the other thing is that you may notice that things are missing or moved.
Yeah.
Like your doors.
So if you... if you're like, damn, I just bought a toothbrush and it's gone.
But I did put it in my ass, so...
That's joke's on
disgusting.
Them.
This is also... this is coming from brinks.com, by the way.
Like I said that.
Yeah, okay. I just looked on it and was like,
Oh, no, is that...
like the home security?
Okay, rings? Gotcha.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Did you not believe Crystal before?
No, I didn't hear her say it. I was thinking about frogs.
No, I mean, but did you not think that Crystal would be incredible?
Who, me?
Mm-hmm.
No, no, no. I did. I was just, I find it interesting that it's from an actual security website.
Crystal, I don't think he believed you.
I know. I don't think so they either.
Need, I think they're trying to sell us security cameras for our
ex. Okay, but listen. But listen. Okay, so here's the other thing. So things are going to go, like they're going to be moved. You think you put your toothbrush in the cup and you didn't.
That's disgusting.
Anyway, your pets are on high alert. You feel as though you're being watched. Okay, here's another thing. How to tell if somebody breaks into your home. So, obviously, open doors and or windows.
Oh, shit. Fuck!
Forced entry. Lights. Belongings are being stolen. So, they're telling you... Are you in? They're asking, are you interested in a home security system now?
Yeah. Are you?
Kind of.
Yeah. Okay. So why didn't you call the cops?
About the.
Yeah.
What? Fuck 12, bro. I'm not calling the cops. I will cut somebody up.
I have weed in my house.
I probably do somewhere.
You need to get one of those Elon Musk flamethrowers and just take it up in your attic and just let it rip.
Camelon.
What?
Why, if you really did think somebody was in your house.
He didn't until you just made him think that there was somebody in his house.
You should have called the cops.
I'm not calling the cops.
He has weapons. He can handle himself.
Yeah.
You want to borrow my Batwith?
Your what?
My Batwith. It's a big old Klingon sword.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those.
What if they broke in your house and
obviously, you didn't because you didn't know what it was. What
if I didn't know it had a name.
What if they broke in your house and put cameras in your toilets and they're watching you poop?
That's a weird fetish.
Fuck. Yeah, I'd say so.
I'll tell you what. Watch this fucking shit. It's crazy.
Frogger.
It's
frogging.
Just someone playing Frogger.
Just frogging shit.
Just frogging off.
I was just up here frogging off. So I just ate some beef frogging off.
Like, I don't really mind if someone's living in my house.
Okay.
I would. I'd be like, bitch, give me some fucking rent or something.
Yeah, rent would be nice.
Or at least bring me some fruit every once in a while.
You don't,
but they haven't bothered me so far.
You wouldn't be bothered if somebody was living in your house.
Well, here's the thing. They're out of the way, obviously. If there's so much out of the way, you haven't noticed them.
Are you kidding me?
If
I'd like them to like maybe do the dishes every once in a while.
And not
use my toothbrush.
They need your shit.
If I caught somebody living in my house like that, I would... tie them up and torture them for at least a day.
Anthony!
Fuck them.
At least a day.
I'd make them learn song and dance routines for me, and if they fucked up or they cried during that, I'd break one of their fucking fingers.
That is awful.
You can't dance and cry at the same time.
God.
Start over!
That is not happening. Please, no, dude. No, that's ever not going to happen
ever
in my
since
house.
That guy that we seen on YouTube, Chris, I don't remember what his name was. He was real creepy.
Craig.
Oh.
Starts with a T, like Tony something.
Tanetta 777.
Yeah, so ever since I seen that, I was like, this would be fucked up if this guy had people kidnapped and he made him like learn his song and dance routines.
Yummy pizza.
Yummy.
God.
If you haven't heard of that.
What the fuck are we talking about?
Oh, my God. If you guys haven't heard of that, like, look it up. Does he still have an active YouTube channel?
I don't think it's his. It's actually kind of tragic. So there was a record company that was predatory, came and got all the rights to his music and didn't give him shit because it was all fine print shit.
He would wear like real skimpy like women's clothes and tuck his shit and wear like a China girl mask and just dance and make fucked up songs. But I watched a documentary about him and he likes to create art and shit. And he was like, he had like sculptures made out of his own shit that he would like paint. So they would, yeah. And they're like, well, why didn't you get art supplies? Well, shit's free, man. Yeah. Look him up, man. He's still around. I'm not sure what they go by, but
who knows?
Yeah.
How would I look that up?
YouTube.
Type in yummy, yummy.
No, really.
Type in yummy, 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 yummy pizza.
What are you talking about looking
up? Thank you. Of course I would look it up on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like a hammer way.
What's this?
Here it is, Cameron. I won't play the audio, but I'll let you watch it. Okay. I want you to describe what you're seeing.
Is this yummy, yummy pizza?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
So that way it's still good podcasting.
Nobody fell for my hammerway joke.
What?
Ooh.
Did it start?
Say it.
It did start. It's nothing without the audio.
So, yeah. So this is wild.
What's happening?
Yeah, I'm trying to... So there's, I fucking can't explain what the fuck I'm watching.
Oh God.
So it's just this guy standing in a room
with sheets.
Yeah, there's sheets behind him.
Just
he's here. Not a bad dancer.
Oh,
but I wonder if he's got on, like it's the mask that makes the whole thing kind of eerie.
Yeah,
I bet also, he's on TikTok. Don't touch your boobs. But he's on TikTok now.
Oh yeah,
why wouldn't he be?
Oh, it really is Tanetta. Yeah. Oh, I thought you were kidding.
No.
What's weird is this dude has like thousands of songs, but like some of his stuff's actually serious, and he's like, you know, writing about his feelings and shit. But other stuff's about him getting pissed and shit on.
Yeah, getting shit in his mouth.
Okay, so is he just like an extremist, or is he like serious about
this? He's like a real life, like Buffalo Bill. Oh, yeah. But we don't know. We don't think he killed anybody.
Okay.
That's the description.
I had an interaction with him on YouTube once, and he started like replying to my comments. I was like, hey, good song. And he's like,
Yeah. I know.
No
I
one appreciates my music.
This would be, I'd like to do an episode on him and try to interview him, but I also don't want him to know my location, even like the general location of where I live. He may be a good guy, but I don't think so.
So
I don't know.
Is he insane or is he just doing art?
He's artistic. Well, Cameron,
we're not really sure.
Okay.
If art is any reflection of a person's inner soul, I'd say at the very least they're a little bit disturbed.
I think they are disturbed for sure.
Yeah, they're in the band Disturbed.
Ooh, ah.
This is.
Okay.
You guys want to know something fucked up about Disturbed?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Actually.
So I really like the Genesis song Land of Confusion. It's a fucking bop.
Yeah.
But now I cannot hear it whenever there's like that gap in the vocals without it going, ooh.
No way.
Yeah, it plays in my head every time. And I'm like, God damn, you ruined this fucking song. Piece so sometimes redoing a thing can ruin it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you guys want to take a break real quick? And we can see if anyone in the chat wants to ask a question of a dead person.
Yeah, I was going to say we could let's do one question, one or two questions, and then we'll save it for after the pod for live. But... because this might take a second for somebody to respond.
Hey, does anybody in the chat, if no one chat speaks up soon, then we'll just skip it. Hey, does anyone in the live have any questions you'd like to ask someone who's dead?
They're like, I'm typing, motherfucker. Give me some fucking time. I've got a lot to say.
It's
got to
be a yes or no question. I'll go ahead and I'll see if we got our resident ghost here on the line. Murray, are you here? Yeah.
Okay. That's a yes.
If you can't see it, but he's using dowsing rods.
Yes.
And when the dowsing rods go inward, it means yes. When they go away from each other, it means no.
Or if they stay still, it means I don't know.
Usually they'll wiggle back and forth for I don't know.
Wiggle.
Okay.
Wiggle.
Yeah. I guess if anyone's got any questions in the chat, then we can get back to it afterwards.
Yeah. We can save some up.
Yeah.
Okay. Come on.
Yeah.
What do you want to say?
Okay. So this is an internet sensation. Wait, what's the thing with the Roman Empire thing?
Men think about the Roman Empire 2 to 3 times a week.
Okay. Right on. So this is the Muffin Man's twisted tale. So the fluffy muffin tale gets a pinch of salt.
Oh, yeah.
Internet chatter suggests there's a more sinister side to the Muffin Man. Was this cheerful song actually a grim warning? If stories are to be believed, the song is truly about Frederick Thomas Linwood, a.k.a. the Drury Lane Dicer.
Oh, hell yeah.
The 16th century baker turned serial killer. Legend has it that Linwood used muffins tied to the end of a string to lure innocent children to their doom. Another spicy version of the story pegs Linwood not just as a serial killer, but also a fierce competitor.
Square peg in a round hole.
Kneading out rival bakers, literally. Oh, that's good pun. If undocumented online sources are to be believed, the Muffin Man was never caught and died of old age while choking on a dumpling.
God.
So is there any truth to the story?
No.
According to Snopes, there is no proof that the man named Frederick Thomas Linwood ever existed, and there's no 19th century records of child-related mass killings that fit the story of the time frame. It's more likely that the Muffin Man's origin are a blend of fact, fiction, and a sprinkle of urban legend. But it isn't that the true beauty of goodness. The true beauty of rhymes and stories passed down through the generations. With a stage tune, whether a stage tune or cautionary tale or simply a song about a popular baker, the nursery rhyme has certainly left an indelible mark on our hearts and histories.
It's on my hearts right now, both of them.
I feel it.
So I was going to say, most songs like that usually do have fucked up origins.
Do you
and
know
I'm just,
the muffin?
I'm just saying, though, I love muffins. I like baked goods, but I'm never going to write a song about someone making me baked goods. But then again, back then, they were like, well, what else are we going to do?
Yeah, they're like, you know what's really great? Baked goods.
We kicked this can really fucking far, and now we'll write a song.
Let's write a song about it.
It was like a 3-day process. They cut a tree down, they whittle it, and they get some strings, put it on it, and make a guitar out of it, and then they'd write the song about the Muffin Man.
Yeah, that's super crazy.
What?
Because they were just hungry the whole time.
What? What's kick the can?
It's a game.
I know, but what's the song?
Okay, I don't know. I was just talking about just people like literally walking down the road kicking a can because what they did back in the golden era of television.
They should have recycled it.
Ring Around the Rosie is all about the Great Plague, the apparent whimsy being a foil for one of the London's most atavistic dreads, thanks to the Black Death. The fatalism of the rhyme is brutal, but the roses are a euphemism for deadly rashes. The posies are supposed to be preventative measure, and the shoes pertain to sneezing symptoms, and the implication of everyone falling down is death.
That's fucked
morbid
up.
Facts.
Yeah, because didn't during the Black Plague the Pope would be because they thought the smell of flowers would prevent it.
Yeah,
from getting you, and they actually surrounded him in like a ring of fire.
A ring of fire.
Yep.
And honestly, it probably protected him. Because it kept people away from him.
Yeah.
It's my favorite rap song, by the way.
What?
Working Around the Rosie. I mean, think about it. It's a kind of a rap song. That was the first rap song I ever wrote. Well, the first one in recorded history.
What the hell?
What was the first one in unrecorded history?
Yeah,
you
that's
think?
What I was thinking.
Something about, like, I think it was the Bagel Bites song. But, like, the reason, like, it wasn't recorded, it's not there anymore, is because, like, Bagel Bites were, like...
Not invented yet.
They weren't invented yet. They're like, bagel? Pizza? Oh, shit. And yeah, they keep it a secret.
So. They were like, what the fuck are Bagel Bites? I don't know, but this song is a
song
bop.
Bops.
What in the hell?
If we ever change our intro, it's going to be to the Bagel Bites song. If we can get a, you know,
that'd be sick.
Work out a deal with them boys.
I did create my own Bagel Bites song.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I'm not sharing it with you yet.
Oh, it's not ready.
Copyright laws.
Hey, we got a question in the chat, Chris.
Interacting with humans. So, asking, do spirits interact with humans?
Is it true that modern technology interferes with what we call paranormal interaction with humans?
Oh, I missed that. My brain skipped that entirely. Okay, so Murray, are you there? Yes? All right, Murray, is it true that modern technology interferes with what we call the paranormal? Yes.
Oh.
So would you say things like Wi-Fi, does that cause an interference?
No.
No? Okay. I'm not sure.
Social media?
No.
I don't know. Guess I'll get it back.
I don't think Murray would have any... I'm not sure if Murray knows what social media is.
It's probably like... I'd say it's probably something to do with like the electromagnetic stuff coming off of everything. Yeah, it's a yes. It's a big yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what would be my guess.
So, like, therefore, if we're on our phones.
Well, it makes sense, too, because if you, like, shut all the lights off to your room, and lights might be a big thing, too. I don't know, but, like, that might be, you know, why we see them in the dark, maybe.
Are lights a big influence, Murray?
Yes.
Hard yes.
What about pulled pork pastry puffs?
That's a big no.
Doesn't know what that
is.
That
looks fucking good, though.
What do you... Oh.
Saved.
Looking it up. pulled pork pastry
and
puffs.
And that's our last scary story on here, is that you will not be eating these pulled puff pastry things unless you make them yourself. But I will.
Okay, so what else? So it's like, what did we say it was?
Lights, baby.
Lights, electricity.
Murray? Pretty much it.
Captain Science asked, maybe the kind of lights. Are certain lights better than others for paranormal activity?
Yes.
Yes.
Ooh, okay.
Yes.
Murray, are ghosts able to turn on and off flashlights?
Yes.
Okay. Murray, are you able to flip a light switch?
I don't think it would be technically flipping a light switch. They said no. It's more you're messing with the connectors, because it's like you really just have to like touch two little things together for electricity to work.
Well, so Murray has thrown a half gallon of water partway across a room before.
What? When was this?
Years ago.
When he and I first started talking.
Camelon, get it together. Cool, Murray.
What did I do wrong?
I mean, you're just not paying attention.
I'm reading the chat.
Me either.
So, yeah, when I first started talking to Murray, I talked to him like all day, every day. Because, it's, you know,
you didn't
new friend.
Did you stop to masturbate?
New friend, new you.
I mean, I stopped to masturbate for sure.
Gotta take a break.
But then, like, I got busy and kind of abruptly stopped, and Murray got angry. And Murray's relationship and I got kind of strained there for a bit, because, like, he would, like, shake my doorknob and stuff if I didn't talk to him enough.
Yeah, that's crazy, because I remember you used to say that all the time.
He missed you.
But he started, like, bringing his dowsing rods. Chris would bring his dowsing rods other places, so that way Murray could, like, meet us and talk to us, too.
What is this?
Okay. Captain Silence asks, can people not experience the paranormal like blind people cannot experience light or deaf people cannot experience sound?
Yes. Yes. Hard yes.
Deaf people still experience sound, just not through their ears.
Yeah, that's true. It's
vibration through their...
chill vibes.
Okay. Well...
all right, is that it for episode? And then so. We can continue Murray.
Yeah, stick on the live on the Twitch. We'll continue to answer some more questions, but we're going to end the episode. And if you're hearing this and you say, God damn it, I want to interact with Murray, come to our Twitch.
Here, and like we'll ask a question and then end the episode without answering it.
Oh.
Murray.
And hang on.
Murray, please. I'm actually going to put the rods down. Okay. I'm going to ask Murray, does it suck to be dead?
Yes.
And if you were on the live, then... well, you get to know the answer to this.
Mm-hmm.
I know the answer because I've asked Murray this before. But I guess you'll have to start catching the live.
The live.
What now?
The live. Hey,
can you repeat that one more time? Hang on, here it is.
There we go. Okay.
Oh, look. We know that time is the only resource that you actually have in this world, so we appreciate you spending it with us. Leave us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. We read funny reviews on upcoming episodes. Thanks for the 5 stars on Spotify as well. Please like, follow, download, share, and subscribe. We're also on the Insta at Monster Mashers Pod. Email us at monstermashersrule@gmail.com. Join us on live, twitch.tv/monstermashersPod. Oof, that's a mouthful.
Who?
Monster Mashers Pod. Oh. We love to hear from you guys, and we want to shout you out, so connect with us on any platform. Best thing you can do is hunt down a UPS truck, and you pull that motherfucker out of there, and you tell him to come see me.
What? What the fuck was that?
It was good.
It was.
A UPS truck?
Hey, yeah. I'm at a UPS truck.
You can do a postal service truck if you want to, but...
No.
We are... you didn't get the Patreon, did you? Yeah, we are on Patreon at patreon.com/themonstermashers. But it's Christmas time. It's December. Don't spend the money on us this month. Give it to spend it on your family. Donate it to some charities or something. We can go without your money for a month there, buddies.
Yeah.
So, or if you have to cancel this month, we get it. You know, it's cool. It's Christmas and shit. Shit's tough, so.
But if you ever do want to come, drop us a dollar or so. We got some stuff going on over there.
And we love you.
Yeah, true that. But don't worry about it right now. It's all good. Okay. So, I mean, I guess, you know, we're going to stick around and talk about some more ghost stuff with old Murray.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, next week, jump on the fucking Twitch, goddammit.
Yeah. Chat with Daddy.
Chat with Daddy.
Okay,
God damn it. I hit that button every time. All right, guys. We will see you next week.
Later, guys.
Peace. Keep mashing.